Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. I like how I'm like, oh, the lighting's bad. And I'm like, it's not the lighting. It's that your brontosaurus.
It's our faces.
Yeah. It's my face. I always feel like I look like a brontosaurus. I just feel like I look like a weird, like, lazy dinosaur.
That is a majestic dinosaur.
And I just lean in and I'm like,
Now you look like a brontosaurus. But it's because I can only see your teeth.
I know. This is great. I should be recording the video. Do you know what this is? Okay, so talk about your therapy. And then Megan and I have to talk about, I just realized why you might have stubbed your toe. I think we pissed off a witch.
Oh my God.
What?
We pissed off a witch.
You need to go back and give that woman all of your money.
Megan.
I can't afford it because I can't work for the next week. So I'm not going to be able
is
to
she
contribute.
All of us?
I don't know.
I actually did get sick like for the past 2 days too.
Oh, well, I specifically said, put a hex on this person. I didn't give any other names. And I said, I'll give you one name.
One name, me.
She said, who do you want to transfer this negative energy to? If you need a minute to think about it. And you're like, oh, no, I'm all set. I don't need a minute.
She's like, I can just give me initials. And I'm like, no, Stephen Pentos with a PH. His address is.
You know, maybe that's just like my superpower. Like, I just absorb all the negative energy. And then I'm like, okay, I'll just keep
talk about your shoulder therapy. And then we pissed
off. And we'll pretend like we're going to listen.
No,
and then we're gonna,
I don't even.
And then we're going to talk about roller coasters and witches. And wait, I do want to point out Megan's dedication to the show. She's like, I have to go to urgent care as soon as we get done recording.
As we finish Jammers.
Yeah. Guys, this is very important.
Right.
You know, maybe this is a good place to plug the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, if you could send us some fucking money, that'd be great. Because
you could send us 20, 40 bucks.
I definitely can't. I've got a second. I got a night job. I'm supposed to train tonight and tomorrow night. That's not going to fucking. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I can't go in. I can't go.
You cannot go
in.
You cannot go with a broken toe. So we need money for Jamma money for Megan's work expenses to recoup those, her hospital bill, and then also for me to pay off this psychic that I made mad and is now making all my friends sick.
Yeah, and is now ruining our lives. Thanks a lot, you fucking witch.
And the physical therapist for my dislocated shoulder. That's a thing, too.
Do you still go to that person?
I do. Yeah, no, I really dislocated my shoulder and have been working on it for months.
You're old. How long has
God damn it. This is why I don't tell you guys anything.
Wait, how long have you been having...
Months. I dislocated my shoulder when I was moving.
Oh, princess.
How did you never mention that?
Because I didn't want to be a... bitch.
You bitch about everything.
I know. I was really embarrassed and I was really upset.
We're like, Stephen, how come you didn't tell us? He's like, I hurt myself. You fucking gross old man. Kill yourself. Why didn't you?
Why didn't you say anything when you did it?
Oh, it's weird.
Why didn't you mention it? It's so weird.
I feel like part of the problem with the relationship is that you're not sharing.
Fuck you, Stephen. You deserved it.
I do not. My first instinct is not to share my life on Jammers anymore.
You were in hindsight, you were right to do that. You were definitely right to do that.
Well,
that
is, for me.
That is the correct.
Fucking Megan breaks her goddamn toe, and we're like, no, you definitely shouldn't go into work. How can we support you? I'm like, oh God, you dislocated your shoulder. Did you pull it off and kill yourself with it?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Is hot tip: if you get a tattoo, break your toe. It's a great distraction from the pain of the tattoo.
There you go.
I can't even feel this giant wound on my leg. It's like it's not even
the tattoo's sick. It's like it looks like the Meg. Sick. It's cool.
Yeah, it's badass. I'm super.
All your
super
tattoos. Your selection of tattoos is very on point.
Yeah, I got fucking great tattoos. I'm cool as fuck.
Yeah, and
yeah, I got
know,
fucking titties on my body 10 days before my 32nd birthday. What of it?
Yeah. I don't have any tattoos. I'm like kind of nervous, but we want to get one together.
I think we should go while you're here.
Yeah, we should
go. Because
you
can go see Andres and he's fucking...
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, let me talk to my friend and then I'll call you.
Do you know what we could
do? We should do a tattoo episode.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Well, you know what? We could, because we want to do a jam jar, duh. But we could model it after a Knott's Berry Farm branded preserves and make it like a... That's what we got to do. We'll figure it out.
Our love of roller coasters and Elvira.
Explain this. That did not hit my ears.
So, Stephen, we do a podcast with you called Jammers.
Right. And okay, I'm here. I'm with you.
Which is based off of our fantasy of opening a C-rate bed and breakfast comedy club / we sell homemade jams.
Yes.
Called Jammers. That's, in case you don't know, that's the origin story of the name of this podcast.
Oh my God. That's what I just pulled up a jar because I hadn't seen a Knott's jar in so long. That's what we're doing.
So wait, Knott's Berry Farm makes jam jars. This is the part of it that I don't get.
Knott's Berry Farm. They started out as a berry farm.
Steven.
I don't have your LA knowledge.
It's Orange
County. It's called Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. Well, but I only know it as Knott's Scary Farm when we talked about it with Elvira, which are all shit that I know. Okay, but you start talking to me about berries and jams and I'm like, oh, cool.
No, Knott's has a Boysenberry Fest every year.
Yep.
Okay.
They're famous for their fried chicken. It started as like a farm with and then they sell fried chicken and produce and preserves.
Right. And then naturally.
And then they're like, you know what would make this place cooler? Throw in a roller coaster called Montezuma's Revenge.
There's just nothing to do in between milking cows and plucking plants on this farm.
I mean, that is.
I want to go in loops.
That is how so many of those roller coaster parks start. I love a Knott's Six Flags, fucking in Pennsylvania, it's Knoebels Grove. It's a campground. And they were like, roller coasters.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun. A campground. Can you still camp there?
You can still camp there. That used to be the thing. And well, I don't know if they still do the tokens. It used to be all token operated shit.
Oh, cool. That stuff that you can die on.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, this is very important.
Okay.
Is Knott's Berry Farm jam in very high demand because the picture I'm looking at when I Googled it is from eBay and a jar of Boysenberry jam is $17.99.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Is Knott's Berry Farm jam Beanie Babies?
That's what I'm wondering. Let's go investigate. That's I love Googling stuff and not listening to you assholes.
Well, it's more fun because then it's like a real news show because it's a podcast, but also this is news where we have five different conversations happening.
Jam news.
Right.
Except Megan's our research department on the laptop and she's not paying any attention to us. She's just blurting out new things.
Yeah.
Well, but it's fine. It's jam news. To be fair, she just got a bunch of ink.
Oh my God, we should start.
Put into
start
her
a
leg.
Segment.
This Week in Jam.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
No.
That's a great idea. This Week in Jam. I love it.
What are you going to do after the third week?
We'll just be tracking. No, we're just going to be tracking the stock market.
Yes.
The price of Knott's Berry Farm jam.
Knott's Berry Farm jam.
Week to week.
Yes. And we can do other jams too. And because I watch CNBC, I can know. I'd be like, dude, we can do it for reals. We should invest money. Go back to the Paco episode and invest money in a brand of jam.
Yes.
I mean, it's $17.
Obviously, it's not. I'm just going to say
$20
it's not.
A brand of jam. We have that in the Jamalam fund.
I know. We got to do that.
Sure.
But all Jamalam funds need to go to me and my broken toe.
And my witch. Because
we got to talk about this witch.
Well, this witch is really
there's a witch.
Wendy angered a witch.
So we did the science episode with Matt last week, and it was great.
Scientific.
And Megan and I are getting ramped up to do ghost science on his show in LA, if he lets us in the studio,
which he will not. But good thing we'll just become spooky ghosts and slip right in. He won't even know we're there.
We'll
kill ourselves so we can do the podcast.
Yeah, look, this is how dedicated we are to bringing you the entertainment that we promised. We said we were doing a ghost episode. And guess what?
You're getting a ghost episode.
This is the only way. We have to literally go through the walls.
Yeah, exactly.
I got my tarot cards read, and this woman who's a spiritual healer, similar to a Kate Wolf, what she does. So she's not a psychic. And she's, it was this crazy thing. Anyway, so.
How'd you find this woman? Did you just
one of those New York moments. It's on First Street. I feel like I shouldn't give out the address because I made a joke last night on stage trying to work out a premise and then my whole fucking world went topsy-turvy. My phone didn't work. Oh, I had horrific nightmares.
Never mind. Does she have a neon sign?
No, but that gives it,
Okay. Okay, just so we know what we're talking about.
No, I looked, it was on my PPO plan of approved tarot card readers.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to Angie's List. I want the best tarot card reader. Yeah. I mean, I was just walking out. I'm like, you know, I never go in these places. This is fun. Again, I'm not buying drugs. I got money to burn.
What is this money somehow?
So I went in and it ended up being a total of that I spent with her 5 hours. So it was a total of 5 hours.
A one shot?
No, broken up.
Okay.
And it was essentially like therapy, but with a spirit. So they're just telling you, she's telling you information that you already know, which is like your heart chakra's closed and like you have bad credit, which it's crazy. And I'm on the Patreon. I have a really long extended story about this. So you could like all the techniques that she used to like where to just beware if you're going to get ripped off in a scam. But so it was all the stuff. But anyway, the gist of all that is she told me and she had some very specific information. And I was on board. Plus it's like, and then she goes, you have a dark energy around you. And I thought like, oh, it's negativity.
Steven?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then I'm like, so I thought it was just general like negativity. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. You know, and that's everybody has that. And then she said something, I was talking about my ex who passed away a couple months ago, an ex of mine. And I go, yeah. Well, and we're talking about like addiction and how anger can make you sick and all this kind of stuff. And I go, yeah, my ex-boyfriend had that. He was really angry and had a lot of health problems. And I think a lot of that was because of his such a shitty attitude and doing lots of drugs. And she goes, and I go, he just died. And she goes, oh, maybe that's it. And I was like,
oh,
maybe what's it? And she goes, the dark energy. And now something clicked in my brain and I was like, oh, you don't mean negativity. You mean like a ghost? And she goes, yeah, no, it's like a physical spirit that's like holding
attached
down.
Attached to you.
And so before I was like, whatever, whatever. But now I'm like, I'm in. Here's my money. Here are the keys. Here's my cat. Fuck yeah. A ghost story. A real live. I'm in my very own scary movie. So
wait, have you felt like you've been being haunted by the spirit of your
no. ex? Sean's not going to come back. It's okay. Sean Rouse, RIP. Very funny guy. Google his comedy. He's very funny. Great guy. We just had a codependent relationship. Big dick. Best fuck I ever had. And he was like, could not walk. It's crazy. So if anyone was going to haunt me, I wish he would. He'd just come
dick
in.
Was so big, he could not walk?
No, wait. Okay, yes. Wait. That's hilarious. I wish.
Okay.
He just laid in bed. It was like in Maury where the people weigh like 1,000 pounds and they have to lift them out of the roof.
Oh.
But it was his dick.
Right. His body was so skinny, but his dick was stealing all the nutrients from his body. So he was just shriveled up with rheumatoid
arthritis.
Like a
parasite. It was like a parasite. Yeah. It was like a tapeworm. His dick was a tapeworm.
Oh, what a curse.
Yeah. Anyway, so I found out she did past life regression and she told me.
Oh, this is great.
That in a past. Yeah.
Sorry, go.
No. So, no, this is what's funny is I almost don't want to tell the story because this exact same thing happened last night. Megan and I were talking and I'm like, can you believe this horse shit? And we were like, LOL, isn't this funny? This is wacky. Anyway, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And I was like, great. And then I went back up in my apartment and my phone did not work. I could hear Megan.
Could hear me and I couldn't hear her. It was going off.
It was just a beep. Yeah.
Oh, so this is a scientific ghost episode.
So
yeah.
So she tells me, she's like, okay, look, I did this thing. She goes, I was up like crying. It was really upsetting. And she's like, I did a past life thing. And she said, I don't mean to upset you. And I'm like, nah, I'm trying to be non-judgmental. And when I say this, she said, in a past life, she goes, in a past life, and it's somewhere in Asia, I'm not really sure on the specifics, but you were, when you were a kid, you were abused. You were like abused really badly by your family members and people around you. And then when you were a teenager, you were a prostitute. And then as you got a little bit older, you became a madam, but you was like specifically child sex trafficking. And you also were like a drug dealer and a drug addict.
Whoa. It's a tall order.
So,
and you were like, who's upset?
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Your fucking face right now.
I know. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I'd be mad about
this
what?
Is on brand.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah. It sounds like dope. Yeah, I like,
so it was cool.
Yeah. It's like a cooler guardian angel. So it's like a premise. So anyway, so that happens. And then she starts leading into this thing where I need to carry $7,000 to heal myself and all my chakras. I need to carry $7,000 cash around on my person.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the.
Is that a, how's that scam even work? Did they have someone rob you then or?
Yeah, basically. That's my theory.
Well, and here's the crazy thing. For sure, that's one of the tactics because I didn't bring it up. But when I said, no, thanks, I'm not into it. This is a bit much, but thank you so much. I got the crystals and the candle. And I go, you know, I paid for your time, but this is essentially I got a $300 candle and 5 hours of therapy. So this candle is now a family heirloom. We do not light it. I'm passing it down to Megan's children because I'm not having kids. But so the way the scam works is money is a material possession. And so she goes, we need to use the money to attract the evil spirit because the evil spirit's obsessed with money. She's like, you were very rich in your past life, but it was from all these evil things. So money's, you have a weird relationship with money because you get it through like bad means. She goes, so we need to trick the spirit with money. And so, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to carry on $7,000 cash. And she's like, okay, well, I mean, it could represent cash. It could be like a check or a debit card. I was like, does the demon have a square reader? Oh, the demon takes cards?
The demon Venmo.
Fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
You fucking cunt. I swear to God.
I know.
And I was like, fucking hate psychics and all that bullshit. And I'm sorry if you believe in it and it's fun and all. And sure, maybe one weirdo ever has actually had the power of fucking psychic pig stuff. But like nobody, it's all bullshit. Because even if one person's legit, there's 8,000 of these cunts that are just fucking stealing money from people.
Yep.
And it's the same fucking thing as like evangelical preachers on TV stealing the last fucking social security money from an 89-year-old lady who's fucking lives alone and doesn't it's the same fucking thing. It's just taking money from like desperate people who are searching for answers. So gross.
It's really, really sad. And she was like, cause, and the way that she set it up, she's like, you know, but again, like, and here's the thing too, is it's like, even before I knew about this past life, which I choose to believe in, cause it's fucking dope. And it actually makes a lot of sense. Like if we're being honest, I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
that's so fucking funny.
It really does. But I was like, I'm like, bitch, you should know that I'm not going to fall for your stupid shit. Right. Like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like. Like you just told me how cool I was.
I feel like you're also analyzing her whole game. You know what I mean? Because like you're aware. Well, like you're paying attention. You're looking for the sleight of hand.
Right. And that's the same thing. Like, and you know, even like with writing. You know, like, and Megan and I were talking about. Like, it's like as writers, as comedians, like we know how to set up a story and set up a premise. And if you're like, this is the end game of the whatever, then you know how to set up the story or the joke to get to the end game. So her end game is going to be this money. We've lured the spirit into this money, which is a material possession, and material possessions absorb energy. And now that the energy has the demon in it, I don't want you to keep that money. So let me take it because I can spiritually cleanse this money and you need to get rid of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that would get riff. I were to be like, well, can I donate it? She's like, you want to donate demon money to like, you know, homeless shelter? I'm like, fuck you, bitch. So that's the game, right?
Just spiritual embezzlement.
Yeah. So that was the setup. But anyway, so I leave and she's like, you can't shoot. And I'm like, well, I think there's like another way, but thank you so much. And I leave. And then
she was like, I thought I had her. She bought the fucking candle.
I know. I know. And it was like, the joke's on you. Cause it's like, I was into it. It was fun for a while. And it's
right. She just went too hard.
What's it said? Like she asked, she did. And this is the same technique I use as a personal trainer. When you're selling and you're asking for a lot of money, you go, what are your goals? But with a personal trainer, it's like real shit. You're like exercising and you see physical results. With this, she's just going to go meditate and like protect me from bad spirit. And I just have to like believe she's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
But so you go like, these are your goals. You want to get here. Okay. This many sessions, this much work, this breaks down to X amount of dollars. Right. And then that's when you're doing a sales pitch that you have. But she did the second ask for money too soon without giving enough value to the first. Anyway, it was so I was like, this is silly.
I love the sales breakdown.
And you could see it's like, bitch, you're setting up the premise too hard. She did like the old school Chris Rock where he just sets up the premise of like, where they just like restate the premise of like the dad gets the bigger piece of chicken or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's one of my favorite Chris Rock's bit. But where you just restate the premise and it's the last.
Right. Right. Like, yeah.
So she was doing that where she kept saying like money's a material possession. Material possessions hold energy. She just kept repeating that for so it's like, okay, I get it. I get where you're going with this. You dumb bitch. Listen, I lie to people for a living. Okay. I am emotional. You think I like doing crowd work? No, You think it is not fun?
She's full of shit, but she did break your phone and my toe. So,
well, that's what happened.
You have to go give her all the money now.
Yeah, I went on stage last night. I'm working on a premise, mm-hmm. And part of the thing too, she's like, and while we're doing this healing, don't tell anybody. You can't tell anybody in your life. And I'm like, yeah, because, and in my mind, it's like, oh, it has to be secret. But I'm like, oh yeah, because that's like what, that's what like the guy tells you when he's molesting you. Don't tell your mom and dad.
Yeah. Because,
you
know, yeah, if you told me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, yeah, asshole?
That's how you know someone's doing something sketchy. Whenever anyone tells you, in fact, I can't think of one example where it's like, if anyone is like, hey, don't ever tell anyone about this, you shouldn't immediately tell someone about it.
Absolutely.
That.
And you should immediately stop whatever that activity, yeah, is. That's actually,
that's a jammer's,
yeah,
tip.
That's a jammer's tip. Someone tells you, keep this secret, wrong.
Life experience rules.
Yeah. That's it. So
unless it's like a friend and they tell you something, like it's a secret secret. But right. If someone's like doing something to you,
if they explain the rationale behind it, you know, because they want to tell, like if it's an engagement and they want it to be a surprise. Cool.
How funny. What? Someone takes it. This, yeah. We're like, we should maybe specify this. Someone's like, yeah, okay, we're throwing a surprise. Look, okay, we're throwing a surprise party for your dad. Do not say anything.
Yeah. That's not a situation where then like, go tell everyone immediately.
Right. I don't know. My mom was trying to like take my money or rape me. I don't know. Anyway,
Jammers told me if anyone tells you a secret, tell everybody.
Because
like if your sister tells you she's pregnant when she's 15,
right?
Don't immediately go tell everyone that right. your 15-year-old sister's pregnant.
Yeah, that's something that you want to wait for. Let them share it on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. At prom in the bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom. Oh, that's fancy. You went to a good high school.
Yeah, I went to all the teenage mothers gave birth in the bathroom.
Yeah,
at prom.
Well, that's the way to do it because you're in like usually a puffy dress.
Yeah, you look good.
You want what?
That's what I'm saying. That's a weird. That's a weird.
Yeah, no, it's weird for a 37-year-old man to say you look good when he's talking about knocked up chicks at prom. That was the weird part.
Correct.
Yeah, we're looking good. He's like, God damn it.
Looking good.
Okay, we can move off of that one.
But anyway, so this witch fucked up my phone and I couldn't talk to Megan last night. I went on stage. I was working out a premise about, I was finally open about my abuse with the psych. It was like 3 days. Who cares? And then, but I go on stage. I'm working out a premise of like, ooh, if this is a demon, why would I want to get rid of it? Blah, blah, blah. And it's going to probably be funny or maybe I'll throw it away. Cause if this shit keeps happening. So I do that on the phone with Megan and we're like, this bitch is so
what
full
a
of
bitch.
Shit.
Yeah.
This is so fake. Let's talk about real stuff like ghosts. And then I was outside during that part of the call. And then Megan said, I'm going to call you back in a few minutes. And I said, cool. And I walked upstairs to my apartment. And then Megan, what did you hear when you tried to call me back for the next fucking 15 minutes? Almost? I mean, it was like,
It was every time I tried to, we tried calling each other. Like I tried calling you. Then you tried calling me probably like 7 times. And every time I'll do it, you know, like the old school, when you call a fax machine.
Yeah. That like,
not the, like
beat.
When it go like, burr, 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 like that part, but just the opening part when it's like, nah.
Oh, the static.
Like just like a low buzzy beepy sound.
Yeah.
It was that, but she could hear me.
Yeah. I could hear Megan perfectly.
Cause I was like, I can't hear you. If you can hear me, like send me a text or something. This is fucking crazy. And she was like texting me like, what the fuck?
Creepy.
Yeah. And then I was like, huh? So then Judd's like, oh, maybe my apartment's cursed. Let me go outside. And I was like outside of my apartment and I went to the diner down the street, which I was going to do anyway, because I really wanted to tune him out. And then I kind of worked perfectly once I was outside of my apartment.
Hmm.
So it's a ghost.
It's a ghost of Sean Rouse.
Yeah.
In your apartment in New York City.
His big old dick is blocking the reception. It's just
That's what it is. It's just big cock.
It's a giant ghost dick. Just flopped in the middle
of
my stuff.
The rest of him might be there, but we can't, we will never know because his dick's blocking.
So much cock. Yeah.
No, we've decided it's not Sean Rouse. It's my evil past as a hooker demon. I think
as a hooker child whore.
It's cool. I mean, it's not good. You shouldn't do that as a job, but like if it's a.
But like if it was like 16, 14
in China,
Southeast Asia, yeah. Go for it. What else are you going to... Also, really, what is child sex trafficking in 16, 14 Southeast
Asia? Because
everyone dies when they're 17. So, like,
right.
You got to start fucking when you're 8, right?
Yeah. You have to.
You got
to
start having kids real young.
Otherwise, you're wasting
babies
your...
babies.
Right. Ugh. I believe Michael Jackson said it best. If you can't feed your baby, then don't have a baby.
What is that?
Michael Jackson?
If you can't feed your baby, yeah, yeah, then don't have a baby. You gotta be starting something.
This is not a song.
That is, starting something.
Gotta be starting something.
Gotta be starting something. A million percent. That line is, if you can't feed your baby, yeah, I know I'm right.
I never think of the fucking meaning behind Michael Jackson. The Michael Jackson lyrics are one of those things that when they sink in, you're like, God damn it, that's crazy.
I know I'm right, because I used to sleep with a picture book of Michael Jackson.
I just realized that Beat It is all about not fighting. Like,
yeah,
like that's the entire premise. It's crazy. It's like all these years you're just singing Beat It, and then you're like, oh, this is all about like not fighting and being cool to each other. I forget what I was doing, that I was all of a sudden, I was like, oh fuck, that's
and you had a revelation about the song Beat It.
I mean, Michael Jackson's cool as shit. I stand by it.
Yeah,
he's always talking about good stuff. Yeah. Always positive.
Don't start fights. Don't have kids until you're financially solvent.
Yeah.
Just the basic. Just fun pop songs.
Heal the world.
What's going on with your foot, dude?
I know. Sorry. I'm like,
no, don't have to apologize. What do you have?
Go to the ER now.
What do you have going on over there?
I mean, it happened last night at like 10 o'clock. So if anything, I should have gone then.
What's the toe situation?
It doesn't look that fucked up.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Like, it's not black and blue. It is a little swollen, and there's like a cut on it right by my toenail. I don't know if it's broken. I mean, I can't put weight on it and it's throbbing, which that to me says broken.
Bad. Yeah.
That to me says not good.
Just right. Go do the thing.
It fucking hurts. Yeah, but I'm just, I don't know. Also, it's one of those, I'm like icing it, and I feel like all my other toes are getting colder than the toe that needs to get cold.
Yeah.
Which are getting, that's why I keep fucking with it, because I'm trying to like rearrange my toes.
So, how do you have the,
like, my big toe's numb, but my middle toe that needs the ice is like chilling.
And chilling, and I mean that
not in a good way.
Right. And I mean that as a euphemism. It's actually the warmest.
Yeah. It's the warmest of the toes.
Right. And I do not mean that literally, which is why I'm so mad.
Oh.
How do you have the ice? Do you just have one ice cube just jammed in your middle toe?
No, I have a bag of peas wrapped in a towel.
Oh, cute.
Is it?
That's cute.
Oh, I just have a stake. That's what you're supposed to do when you break a toe, right? You take a stake and you put it on your toe.
That actually would probably be because you could cut a hole in the stake and put your toes through it like a flip-flop.
Yeah, you could toe fuck that
I'll tell Preston to go get some steaks. Get some frozen steaks.
Get some, just walk around. And then you're like, well, while I've got these flip-flops, I may as well go get a pedicure. Steak just flops. Big old fucking...
Maybe if I do it like this, I don't
want to
drop this on my toe.
Now what's going to happen?
I feel like we're about to watch Megan do something painful.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just put my foot on the ground and I put the ice pack on top.
Oh yeah, that's probably smart.
Well, it's like the sides of my toe too. Like that's where it hurts the most.
Maybe you should step on it. Maybe you should put the peas underneath your foot.
Like that's a good idea.
I would put it underneath just that way the weight of your leg.
I thought you meant step on my toe, and I was like, that would be good.
Yeah. No, if you put the almost wiggle your toes down into the peas, like when you put your body in the sand, like to make a little sand, a homemade beach chair. You know, you have to like push your butt down and wiggle.
Yep. I'm doing it. This is great radio.
This is good radio. Oh, if you
have an injury.
First of all, this is an inaction. This is the most selfish helpy thing. One of the most selfish helpy things we've done, because we are completely ignoring the fact that we're recording and people might be listening to this.
And trying to save my toe.
Right.
Well, home medical care. Very
this
important.
This is the biggest issue. We're supposed to go to Disneyland on Tuesday. Like, we have free tickets to go to Disneyland. So this will not stand.
No.
I can't. My toe needs to be fixed by Tuesday.
And by this, I mean me. I will not stand.
That's $500 worth of things.
Yeah.
To get into fucking
Disney. If you go to the ER, maybe you could get like a boot brace or something. Like something that you could just have Preston push you around.
I don't want to do that though. I know, but I'm on like front of the line passes.
Yeah, but you have to
do
it because you can't walk.
But like you could just push around the park.
No, if you're in a wheelchair, you just get front of the line.
Yeah,
wish this was a video. I wish we were doing this on video because the sound, because the sound of your voice is like, yeah, but I mean, you get a front of the line pass. Like you're doing a good job at sounding like, I don't even want to do it, but your smile is like.
Yeah, your smile says I'm definitely going to do this. In fact, you've calculated that it's worth it to go to the ER.
It's like,
you're gonna steal a brace.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that's why. Truth be told, that's why I broke my toe last night. I was like, you know what? This will be totally worth it.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna imagine that. And you feel like you leaned into the word totally. I mean, I heard that with an OE is how I heard that. I heard you go, that's totally, totally worth it. And we're going, is it on the same leg as your, is it the foot on the same leg as your tattoo?
No.
Oh, that's fun. So your body.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, well, if you could just like cut off the one leg.
My body does not know what's going on. Right. I will say, at least it's because then I couldn't drive. Probably.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't.
It's on your left toe?
Yeah. Because that would really fucking suck.
Yeah. That's the most painful. I remember one time I cracked like my rib.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you go like, okay, but it was like a tiny, but there's the same, like there's really nothing you can do about it. Because you just like have to stand up. Yeah. But like, I couldn't laugh. I couldn't like, I got hit by a car. Oh, I was in a car accident. I wasn't like, I was, remember, do you remember that? When I was working at Whole Foods when I got fucking T-boned in my, I was living in Culver City. I got T-boned and I was
totally
like,
don't remember. I remember when you got like that crazy thing happened on the highway.
My car almost fucking like flipped over. That was scary.
Jesus.
Like, oh yeah. That was a really scary. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was fucking super scary.
Yeah. I my car. That.
Yeah. That was really scary. That was like before I moved to New York. That was like a near death thing. This is all this fucking demon. I don't want to go into all these scary things because this bitch was like, there. She goes, I feel like there are a lot of times in your life that like you've either been close to death or like you've either like from outside experiences or like suicide. But again, that could be like a lot of people. And I'm like, right. And she goes, she's like, you have a really strong, there's a sense like you want to die, but it's this past life and this guilt and wrestling with like what a shitty person you were in the past and trying to like, she goes, but you might have similar behaviors. And she's like, I don't want to judge your real life, but I wanted to be like, I have sex for money and I did drugs.
But here's the thing that I keep thinking about. At what point do you start to let your past lives go? You know, because I feel like just if you're coming at it from a psychology perspective, you're like, well, eventually you need to just be like, okay, I did this thing and I accept that. And then you just kind of deal with it in your own
way. Look, I don't want to give this chick too much power, I may or may not be actively doing that every day and just being like dealing with it and like letting it go.
Right.
And I may or may not have found two people that I Googled, two historical figures that fit that description exactly. And I'm just trying because I'm like, who knows, whatever. I mean, it's nothing. It's not. I used to go to church. So it's like not crazier to me than being like, okay, tell your sins to Jesus and he died for you. And that makes it all better.
Right.
So I'm like, what? I mean, it's whatever makes you feel good. As long as you're not hurting somebody.
Yeah. Totally. You know? I mean, I think it's all the same to me. It's all the same nonsense.
Wait,
yeah.
So did you say that you were Googling people like that you think were you in your past lives?
No, that fit the description of the,
oh, okay.
And I found, and what's interesting on the podcast that I used to do, the hooker podcast, Oldest Profession, one of the people that fits that description exactly, that I remember being like, was a person, the first episode that we ever did.
Hmm.
The first, it was like, yeah. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was kind of interesting. I'm like, huh, sure, who knows? And our birthdays like line up.
That mean? Your birthdays line up?
I don't know.
Do you have the same birthdays? Or you have like adjacent birthdays?
Our birthdays are both on the calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
All the dates. Have you spent all the dates on the calendar?
There is something.
I mean, it's so silly. I just was like, let me just, at this point, I really am thinking of it as like, it's just like something to entertain myself. It's just like a fun thing to investigate. You know, it's like I do escape rooms. I love escape rooms.
Yeah.
I love going to scary movies. Why would anyone, I know a lot of people that don't like scary movies. Or even like going on a roller coaster. A lot of people are like, why would you do that? It's like, I don't know, because it's fun to feel like freaked out.
Scared. It's fun to feel scared.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I'm just doing it for real to the point where it affects my technology and my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just going to explore this. I wish you just pulled out a pile of $7,000 at Gedgley.
How funny.
So I'm not taking this too seriously.
I'm not. This is, hold on.
But are we almost done? Because Megan's got to get to urgent care. I got to go give this witch $7,000.
But again, as like a joke, it's a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit. I'm working on a bit.
Right. It's all, I feel like it's going to be a solid like 7 to 10 minute chunk. Worth it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a real nightmare. And then like, but what are you going to do?
Well, I think all this witchy stuff goes really well with what we want to do for next week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that we naturally went into a segue. We've had like three segues and just both just blown over them. Cause I'm like, what a nightmare. I mean, a dream. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Oh no.
And then I'm like, my toe hurts.
So we really planned, we want to do a fun, we're doing a challenge where like, this is everybody listening. You guys do along, play along with us.
Let us know.
And participate.
How your challenges go. I'm curious.
Because this is going to be a fun one. This is like a really, I'm surprised we haven't done it because Megan and I both.
So am I.
Have like really intense dreams. We're going to keep one, dream journal. Two, three.
Dream journal. Steven, edit that in post so we say it at the same time.
No, because I don't want this bitch to listen and think we have psychic abilities and try to come after us double time.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah,
leave it separate. She'll break my other toes.
Yeah. We got to come off real, real dumb. So try extra hard.
Oh, wow. We're going to really have to act. Well, this is going to be tough. Man, good thing we're such fine actors because us. Be stupid? Impossible.
What's the best way to get these peas around my toe? Step on it? What, my toe? No, the peas. Who's on first? They're just like, she's like, Jesus Christ, never mind.
Yeah, they cannot. No, they're not even like remotely aware of this world, let right. alone any others.
they barely understand the physics and the rules of in this reality.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in their 30s and they're planning to go on roller coaster trips.
Yeah, this is fool. This is just sad.
Roller coasters are timeless.
Yeah, they'll kill themselves without our help. They're fine. We'll leave them alone.
We don't need the demons.
Right.
So dream.
Sean, go back to the grave.
Yeah.
Sean's dick, get out of here.
Sean,
get that dick. Have you guys dream journal before? Is this new? Is this something you do?
Have you ever done it?
No.
Oh my god!
I have Preston. So my dream journal is I wake up and go, "Hey babe, you want to hear about my weird dream?" And he goes. And then I tell him about my weird dream.
Oh, so Preston just give. Oh, so that's easy. So just give him a pen and pencil, or paper and pencil,
or a pen and pencil.
Just give him a pen and pencil, so that he can do with the pen and pencil, and he'll just air write.
Yeah, because he is not actually going to write anything down if I asked him to.
No,
I don't have really intense dreams.
But I have really weird dreams.
Yeah,
I rarely have really intense, crazy ones. Every now and then, but I have like. Okay, can I give a dream example that I had last week that was so good?
Do it. Because dreams are, this is actually science-y.
Okay.
Because dreams, your brain
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
It's science-y and it's mystical.
Yeah.
Let's break down this dream, guys. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Do it. I'm into it.
Okay. So I had, this was last week. I had a dream. So I'll explain the things that make sense after I explain the dream. Okay. So in the dream, we're at this house getting ready to like go to a wedding or something with like a bunch of people. There's a bunch of people in this house. Like people are sleeping on the floor and like sleeping bags or whatever. We're getting ready to go to this wedding. And I had to poo really bad. Like I was like, and there was one bathroom for all these people. And I was like, I'm going to shit my pants. And I just remember like focusing on the dream. Like, you know, when you have really bad diarrhea.
Yes.
And you're like focusing on like, don't shit your pants. So I was doing that in the dream and you're like uncomfortable and have cramps. So that's happening in the dream. And then finally I get to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom. This girl comes out, who it was weird was in my dream, but makes sense later. Girl comes out of the bathroom. I go in the bathroom and I poo, but my poo came out like nachos.
Like exactly came, nachos?
Yes. Like it came, and it came out in like layers like nachos, like with like sour cream on top.
Oh, okay.
First of all, just see here, I just went, so sometimes in dreams, it's like easy to dissect because it's like, okay, everyone listening is like, yeah, that's not mystical. You guys both eat like trash bags and you constantly
shit so much
and then have diarrhea.
And you wish that you would actually shit out the food again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
So that happened in the dream.
Okay.
And then I was so stoked when I woke up to tell Preston that part. And then, so we like go to the wedding. Preston was there, but Preston wasn't my date to the wedding. My date to the wedding was like some like white rapper looking dude, like a machine gun Kelly situation.
Oh, okay, all right,
like that. And he was drinking, oh my God, who is the celebrity in the group? He was drinking Budweiser out of a can with a straw.
Okay.
And then, oh, that was, and then next to us was a couple and the woman kept taking pictures and it was so annoying. And that was Andy McDowell.
Oh.
Okay.
Finally, a good role for Andy McDowell.
And that's the whole dream. That's all I remember.
Okay. So what did you interpret from that? Like, cause what do you think?
Well, the girl in the dream who was weird, it's a friend of a friend, but Jeff, our friend Jeff playing softball almost just killed her with a base, with a softball. He hit her square in the head.
Okay.
And like we, Preston and me had just been talking about that, that night. So that makes sense why she was in there.
Okay.
Cause it would be weird that she'd be in there. And then I did have to poop. So that's what the pooping part was.
Yeah.
Was I had to poop.
What about the rapper?
I don't know. Or the wedding or the like a million people.
Well, Andie McDowell, wasn't she in Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Yeah, why was Andie McDowell? I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
I think she was in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
I don't remember.
I think she was. So I don't know if you've never seen that movie.
No.
Okay.
Also, no listener knows who that is. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's like a really weird.
That would be
cut.
My first Groundhog thought. Day. Yeah. I think she was in Four Weddings and a Funeral, and that would, it, the only thing, if that somehow was in your subconscious, because, so you're at a wedding, and then that's one of her most famous movies. I think. I could be totally fucking wrong.
Hmm.
I'm pulling up her filmography.
She also is one of those people that's just randomly in tons of commercials.
Oh, she was like, in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like her most famous, that was like her breakout role.
She was in Magic Mike?
See, dreams are cool because it's a collection of, with the dream, was it Mac? Because didn't, what's his name? Mac Miller just died.
Mac Miller
just
died.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That's true. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The dreams are fucking cool because it's either, because the way people, it's like you're processing just info. So like that was a dream where you're just processing information. I like used to keep dream journals when I was a kid because I had the craziest dreams, but a lot of them, I mean, sometimes they were cool, but they were so intense that like, that's part of why, even if I sleep for 10 hours, I wake up even now and I'm not drinking and they get more intense where I don't feel rested. I feel exhausted because my dreams are so, so intense that it
feels... we've talked about that. Yeah. When you're sober, your dreams are more intense.
Yeah.
My dreams, your brain's not fucking gobbled up with gunk.
Yeah. No, I started keeping a dream journal for myself. I started doing it a couple weeks ago because I had some, they were just so intense. My dreams were so realistic that it feels that I wake up and I'm not rested. I wake up and I feel more tired than when I laid down. And I would be like exercising on and cutting out sugar, but I have the most intense, intense dreams. And sometimes they are, and we've talked about this on the Kate Wolf episode, and whether it's stress or whatever, but I try to not think too much about it because you'll go crazy. But I do have recurring dreams my whole life of like a dark figure coming in and like literally picking me up and throwing me around a room and trying to climb down in my throat.
Yeah.
And it's just times when I'm stressed out, I will, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take a nap. And I just haven't, the recurring where I wake. It's the movie on Netflix we talked about. It's called The Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have you ever seen that?
No, I never watched it because I had sleep paralysis. So I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. Like I've had that recurring my whole, since I was like six. It's when I get stressed out. It happens like every couple of years. And then it just is, it's horrific. But yeah, when you have such the super like real dreams, it's interesting when it's easy, when it's like your brain is like processing the information. Cause your brain is just a computer. You're just intaking information constantly. That's all we're doing. We're just, when you look around, you're just collecting data and stimulus. And then at night your brain has to like process it. And so I've learned that like I have dreams where I just feel like I have to pee a lot and I'm trying to find a bathroom. And that's normally like, I just have to pee and I'll wake up and it's my brain being like, so you don't piss your bed. You 36 year old. Yeah. Get up. But yeah, I have, my dreams are like, I do not like them. I had a fun one with John Hamm the other night. He was working out at the gym at the Burbank Airport.
Yeah. You know, the gym at the Burbank Airport.
Right.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Yeah. No, last night it was like, but yeah, it's when you keep a dream journal, because I did this when I was a kid, what's interesting about it, it's like, it's kind of a way to do self-therapy. Because the way to do it when you're keeping a dream and is like when you're writing it or if you're dictating it into your phone, the way to do it is like, you don't talk about it in past tense. You talk about it or you write it down in present progressive. So like as if it is happening.
Okay.
So if you wake up and if you just remember like a couple pieces of your dream and she's like, oh, I remember. And instead of saying like, I was walking through this thing, you're like, I am walking through a field.
Okay.
Or I am in my apartment. I see this. So you write it in present progressive and that helps your brain like hook into it and you'll remember more of it. And when you start doing it, I remember I started doing the first time I did it was like in sixth grade. And at first, even if you wake up and you're like, no dreams. Right, that you'd had no dreams. By the second or third day, you will start to recall. And what's gnarly is, because you have, depending on how much you sleep, you have like six, like average like five or six REM cycles a night. And that's when you dream. So I can remember I had to stop the first time I did it because I would wake up and remember hours of dreams. And I was like, I cannot write this all down.
Wow.
It's really interesting to just, you start to remember all this shit.
You're making me feel like my brain is lazy.
Well, no, it's not. Is anybody, I mean, of course your dreams are boring.
Yeah, because I was going to say, what could your dreams possibly be?
I could have dreams.
What was your last dream?
I don't remember.
Do you ever dream about pooping nachos? No, I don't I have recurring, what cool people dream about.
I have recurring like anxiety stuff. Like my teeth fall out a lot. I fall a lot in dreams. Like that.
Yeah. That used to happen to me. I haven't done that in a long time. Yeah. The teeth falling out. Those are the worst.
Yeah, yeah. I always have the teeth falling out.
You Googled that.
Yeah, I've Googled it.
You've Googled it, right? And people are just like, what a bunch of fucking nerds. We're just
But I feel like, because it's weird. I mean, that's a weird.
Yeah, falling and having your teeth fall out, that means you're self-conscious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would my brain be screaming that?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's so strange.
Talk about your shoulder more, you fucking old bitch. It's weird that you don't have self-esteem. Weird. I don't know why you're.
I don't know why I have these dreams about my teeth falling out. Shut up, Steven. No one wants to hear about your dumb dreams. Oh yeah. Do you even dream, loser?
Yeah. It's weird that you have some like anxiety dreams. Huh, I don't get it.
What are your dreams doing? Accounting?
I have these weird dreams are like these two. It's like two, I can't tell. They're like female energies, but like with giant dicks, and they're just constantly yelling at me and like pissing on me.
They're also definitely witches.
Me. They're just constantly fucking me.
No, you wish we just fuck you dicks. In your dreams. We just slap you in the face with our big old dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
We just smack your cheeks around. But it's really interesting. And like your home, like there are all these different things that you like base like symbolism. And so the important thing when you're writing your dreams down is like the number one most important thing, you know, I don't think we have to go to, I'm like into all this weird shit. And like when you're doing a dream journal, the number one thing when you wake up and you're like, that was a strange dream. The first thing you look at is like, how did you feel? It's just, I mean, it's honestly the same as like therapy and the same as with this fucking psychic. It's all people going, what happened? How did you feel? So in your dream, that's the number one thing is like, what's the emotion? So if you're being chased, it's like, okay, but do you feel scared? Do you feel nervous? Like that's not important. It's when the thing is happening, how do you feel about it? Mm-hmm. And so then so then deal with that emotion. And then normally if it's something with like a home, if you have dreams of someone breaking into your home or like your apartment or coming into your room or your personal space, that most like 99% of the time in the collective unconscious, that represents you as a person. Like, so if someone's breaking in your home, it's like, you feel like your sense of self, like that's, there's just, they're general. If you go online, there are like a bunch of these general symbolism things and it's across the board, like culturally.
Yeah.
Things that are all kind of the same. It's really interesting.
That people talk about it. It's interesting.
It's interesting, but also the most boring thing because there are so many hacky jokes about people like, oh, tell me about your dream. It's like the last thing anyone cares about.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, hey babe, want to hear about my weird dream? Like that's most people's reaction when you're like, oh, want to hear about my dream? They're like, no, I don't. But
yeah, well, because it's always
where am
like,
I gonna live?
Yeah.
Oh, I always like talking about my.
What was your last dream? And do you remember any specifics?
I don't remember. I really don't remember dreams.
Really? That's such a bummer. They're so cool.
It is a bummer.
I know. It's something that actively bums me out. And when it happens, I notice it, but it's like a really special thing. Like I kind of freak out and I would talk to it about my partner.
Yeah.
I'm like very excited about this.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it, but here's the thing. Cause I'm so stupid and get into my head about stuff. I bet I'm not going to remember any dreams this week.
No, you 100%.
Because I know I'm going to be writing them down. I fucking bet I'm not going to remember.
See, I'm like, how can I turbo?
Don't
crush it?
Well, see, don't negative self. Don't jinx yourself by saying that.
I'm going to remember all of my dreams.
Yeah, that was good. And say it in the Kermit voice, because that means you're being serious. Yeah,
exactly.
If you say it like sad Kermit drinking a cup of tea.
Oh, I'm going to get a Kermit tattoo. A Miss Piggy and Kermit tattoo.
That's a cute idea.
Yeah. Andreas is going to fucking do it up. By the way, if anyone lives in Southern California and wants to get tattooed, go get tattooed by Andreas Hossie.
Plug it. Where's he?
For his info. Yeah. Because he's fucking great. And he's
cool.
Reasonably priced.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's going to meet him and get a tattoo.
That's what we're going to. We got to design a cool tattoo and we could do. And maybe whatever we decide to get for a tattoo, maybe we can do that on the merch shirt.
The merch.
Yeah. 100%. I think we should do the Knott's thing. And I'll send him a Knott's jar and be like, we want to say, you need to look at it because it says like fresh preserves.
Cool.
So we'll have it say like something.
Yeah.
And cool. Then have it say Jammers. And I'll just send it to him and he can redo it.
Yeah. See how creative we are? I love we're like, it's his fresh dirt. Then we can have it say something. We're like, I don't know. Anyway, so last night in my dream. Dreams are so much cooler than real life. If like having dreams are
definitely like, cooler than designing a jam tattoo.
Yeah. Cause in real life, guess what happens? We're designing a jam tattoo and Megan's foot is jammed on like into a bag of frozen peas. In real life, Megan's going to the hospital. And she can't, if this was a dream, you could fly there.
Exactly. And also if this was a dream, guess what? My fucking toe wouldn't be broken.
You just heal it.
Yeah. I'd break it and be like, ha ha, it's fine.
Yeah.
I can go to all my jobs this weekend.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell, these are my two, here are like two of my favorite dreams.
Are these two of your favorite dreams or most recent dreams?
This is a recent dream that I had that was recurring, that was over and over again. And this is, it was like with the, and this is like not to be, but with the sobriety. This was part of, I kept having this recurring dream over and over and over. And I was like, I gotta just like quit. I gotta quit drinking. Mm. It was when I moved into, it was when I was in my apartment in Queens before I found the Brooklyn apartment.
Yeah.
I remember I had a dream that this old guy was looking for a place to live. Right. So in my dream, when that makes sense, because at the time I was looking for an apartment with
and
a working.
And you were an old man.
Right. And I was an old man. So I was with this old guy and it was like, and I was like walking around this property and I see, and I'm like, hi, is this place for rent? And this guy like kind of looks like a wise old man and he has like a cane. He goes, oh yeah, yeah, I'm renting. This is and we walk inside and there is a room. And this is kind of crazy because it was before I even saw the Brooklyn place on Craigslist or anything. So we walked in a room and it was this tiny room and it was all brick and there were no windows and there was like a tiny thing and light was coming in, but you could tell it was like artificial. It was like in this tiny, tiny room with no light, like no wind. And I remember I got my stuff in there and I was like, okay. And I'm like, all right, so I guess this is the place. And again, I'm not like, oh, I'm psychic, but it was like an exact replica of
your brain
was
foreshadowing where you were going to.
Yeah. I have these kind of dreams a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and so I remember I was there and I was like, I remember sitting in this dark windowless room that was all brick with this tiny thing of light. And I just sat there and I'm like, okay, great. And the guy shut the door to leave. And then I just was kind of unpacking and he goes, I'll leave the door open for light. And I was like, okay. So he left the door open and I'm unpacking in the dark and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I'm just bummed out. And then he comes back, he knocks on the door and he goes, I don't mean to bother you. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, you know, this room, this is lame and I don't mean to be like sincere and be serious, but I might cry because I had this dream so many times.
No, it's okay.
And he stuck his head back in and he goes, hey, I know once you get your stuff unpacked, he goes, when you're done here, he said, I don't know if you want to, you can stay in here, but if you want to, the rest of the property is yours if you want it. Hmm. And I was like, oh, there's more. And he goes, oh yeah, yeah. And I remember, I'm like, well, yeah, I'll go look at it now. And when he opened the door and it was like this palatial estate with like, and there's like on a cliff and there's what, it was like this gorgeous, like, and I was like, oh my God, this whole property. And I'm like, wait, is this part of, he goes, no, this is yours. If you want, you can see, he's like, if you feel more comfortable and you can stay in that room, That's fine. A lot of people like to just stay in there. He goes, but if you want, you can have all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's like so fucking symbolic. If you don't understand the symbolism in that, I don't, right?
Yeah.
So I remember I had that dream and I woke up and I was like, wow. And that was very meaningful to me. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I found the place in Brooklyn And I remember, so I get there and then, and so now I'm in the place in Brooklyn, but I would have the dream. I've had that dream like 12 times and it's almost the same every single time until I quit drinking. And then I stopped having the dream.
Interesting.
Because, and I remember it was like, so I'm in, and then in Brooklyn, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. I've had this dream and I'm in this shitty room, but there's like the big apartment that I technically have access to. And I was like, oh cool, I get it. That's what that meant. And then I didn't stop. And then I kept drinking and then I kept having the dream and I was like, oh God damn it. It's not a literal, it's not, this is like a brain life metaphor.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And so, And so then when I stopped drinking, I stopped having that dream. And so like that was a huge, so like dreams can be stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you just, I mean, if you are tuned into that stuff, and I understand people, you know, people, like a lot of people go like, oh, Wendy, you're full of shit, you know, and like with all the, like the woo woo stuff that I'm kind of into. But I think that that stuff also can be your subconscious telling you things to do. But that I had that dream over and over and over, and I still like have a visual of the property and it's crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I shared that AA and like everybody cried.
You crushed AA.
I go and I was like, watch this. And I don't remember, it was only, I'm not going anymore, by the way. But it was only a 4 minute share and I got them to laugh. And then I told that story and then they were like all teared up. And then I did a callback. These fucking drunks.
Oh my God. You know, there's a show. Sick. There's part of that Showtime show, the Showtime show about the comics where they start going to AA and using it as stage time because they can't go on at the. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I haven't seen that. But yeah, I know from a lot of friends who are in AA. But yeah, so that's like a, you know, but then last night it was a dream about the demon attacking me in my apartment and literally telling me, and the psychic, like literally yelling in, not even in my ear, but in my brain as I'm being thrown around my apartment, literally going, oh, you think you're funny and you're just going to, oh, a joke. Oh, I wish the spirit would stay with me. Well, guess what? Get ready, bitch. And like yelling at me. So that was last. So who knows?
fun.
It's a grab bag. Oh.
It's not boring.
I know.
Is my toenail going to fall off? I just got really scared about that.
Who cares?
No.
It's just a toenail.
It'll grow back. What is it? It'll black and blue?
That's gross.
Is it black and blue?
Well, yeah. I had purple nail polish on and I thought it was just.
Oh.
Your toe's going to, what's going to happen is is there still sensation? Can you move it?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
You remember, your toenail's like going to be fine. Fear. You remember when I sliced my thumb open and. Had to go get reattached surgery, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the thumbnail like fully came off and I could see all the meat coming out of my skin. And I still have very little sensation in my thumb. It feels like it's falling asleep. So you're going to be, that's fixable. I got to go under general anesthesia. That was fucking sick.
But I'm like, that's like my biggest, like my coworker at work fucking, his fingernail fell off because he jammed a coffee pot on it really hard. And dude. It was so, it's always like grossed me out so much. Yeah, I'm going to cry. I feel like I'm about to start crying.
It's going to look like a wrinkly brain.
Oh my God.
It'll grow back.
It'll be fine.
Crying.
Megan, you know what? That's one of the reasons that you should go to the doctor. Because,
I don't want that.
I got a staph infection. Did you ever hear about the staph infection in my fingers that happened?
No. Here, Megan really, I like it. We're like, Megan, you really need to go to the hospital. Hold on. Let me tell you about my injury.
Thing.
So look at the challenge. Megan has to go to the hospital. We're both crying.
Go to the hospital. Get your shit checked out.
And so keep a dream journal. If you're listening, keep your dream journal for a week.
You're going to need to be down and out anyway. And dream journaling's a good thing to do.
And we forgot the number one thing when you're keeping your dream journal is don't tell anybody except for the jam.
Jammers.